Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, food for thought for small businesses watching Amazon dive deeper into the grocery business, and the entrepreneur who insisted his takeout food company have a social mission. Those stories after this.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan.
The impact of Amazon's deal with Whole Foods on online grocery services is still unclear, but one thing is certain, competition is heating up. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton has eyes on this space. Heather, this is such a developing sector right now.
Yeah, no, there was a lot already happening in this space before Amazon announced its interest to take over Whole Foods, and now there's even more. So there's a lot of players that have been around for a long time that may be familiar to listeners, like Peapod and FreshDirect, who have continued their services for decades and were in the midst of their own expansions. So Peapod is investing in a new warehouse in New York City and in the New York City area and looking to increase its service to New York City. FreshDirect, meanwhile, is also investing in a warehouse in the Bronx. But meanwhile, there's been a number of third-party services that have also got on the scene to help grocers who are really looking to serve this market that is expanding, still small but expanding, but that don't know how to do it themselves. So services like Instacart, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, and Shipt, which is a service that works more in the Midwest and the South, have also been undertaking their own expansions and see themselves as serving a lot of markets by in the coming years. So all this had already been happening when Amazon announced that it was going to buy Whole Foods, which just adds more competition to the space.
Yeah. For the companies that are actually doing delivering, are they considered, is this considered a growth area at this point, or is it anticipated that this will become, say, a growth area and profitable? Or is it profitable?
So the companies themselves tend to say that they are profitable in certain markets after they've served them for a certain period of time. Peapod says it's mature markets, which can be a decade or more before it's profitable. For Shipt and Instacart, they say they're profitable after 6 to 9 months of serving in a market.
Okay.
But they don't break out those figures, and all the, you know, these services, particularly Instacart, has really required on a lot of investments to keep it operational. So we don't quite know yet how much they are making money, if they are making it all. I reference a service in the UK that's been around for quite a bit, Ocado, that was founded in, I think it was 2001, and only started becoming profitable on a full year basis in 2015.
Wow.
So this takes time. It's expensive. I mean, handling strawberries and bananas is not like delivering widgets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues about supply chain and keeping things cold and perishability and just the handling of products. That's a lot different than what Amazon is really used to in terms of being the staple retailer for so many goods.
Yeah.
Today.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton about her story entitled Amazon's Whole Foods Deal Adds Pressure on Grocery Services to Deliver. I guess, generally speaking, right, delivering non-perishable cans of soup or a box of crackers or something is one thing, but the real trick here and what this is all about is delivering fresh produce, right, or fresh food.
Right, and Amazon has already been doing that. They have the Amazon Fresh service that operates in about 21 markets and has, you know, they've been expanding growth there. But it's, you know, it is tricky. Google Express, Google had a service called Google Express, And they launched it with great fanfare that they would, you know, be delivering perishables as well. And last year, about 6 months after they first launched it, they scrapped the perishable aspect of it. It just wasn't something that they could sustain. So it is challenging to do this.
So for those who've been in the space working on this, Amazon's entry in the purchase of Whole Foods, will it force the others to kind of ramp up their efforts to make it work more quickly?
Well, the companies themselves, they think this is, publicly they say this is a good thing, that this just increases exposure and puts a spotlight on this space that they've been working in for years. Mm-hmm. So they think that this will just increase people's willingness to be able to try to do this. But clearly, first of all, the deal actually has to happen, and they have to figure out how to make it work and make it work at scale. If all those things happen, then clearly there will be a lot more competition because Amazon can just do this well, if they can do it well, and presumably drive down prices.
Thanks, Heather. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon. Coming up next, a small business with a social mission. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Shannon Wilson has worked for Hot Chicken Takeover in Columbus, Ohio for 2 years. Before that, she was in prison on drug charges for 4 years. When she got out, USA Today says she had nothing and couldn't get a job. And as you know, employment is a huge barrier for prisoners attempting to reenter society. When Hot Chicken Takeover offered Ms. Wilson an opportunity, she did not take it lightly. She says it has changed her life. Founded in 2014 by a guy named Joe DeLoss, Hot Chicken Takeover was formed as a business with a social mission. An estimated 70% of their employees have criminal records. The company's purpose is to hire people not based on their pasts, but their futures. Long-term well-being of employees is also a priority for the company. They offer benefits that suit the unique needs of someone who has a criminal record. Cash advances are offered in an effort to help employees avoid predatory lenders. Another program teaches employees to budget and save their money. And counselors are provided on retainer for recovery support. Good luck to Hot Chicken Takeover in Columbus, Ohio. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our wildly successful and popular daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.